group up to right now? New album coming out? Are you going to tour it?
For us, it's pretty heavy. I got to kind of talk a little bit quiet because I'm in no voice trouble. But we're playing more than we have in the past few years. We're doing a few dates after this gig, and then we're going to go out in the fall, hopefully. It's 77, I think. So, we want to play. We're all happy about the record. The response, everybody's happy with it.
Still in the Christian genre, are you trying to get out of Christian bookstores, maybe get some mainstream venues?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're trying to get out of Christian bookstores. I think that that our albums should probably always be in Christian bookstores. But it's just a question of if that's the only place it should be. You know, wouldn't it be better to have it where more people could hear it? And, you know, as a purpose of doing music or artwork is twofold, you know, self-expression and creativity, and then also because you want people to hear it and maybe speak something to people. So it's a little frustrating when people, normal people or something, I don't know if that's the right word, can't ever be exposed to the music that we do. So I guess we would be looking for a bigger, broader base of people to hear the stuff, and I think that would happen if the records were distributed in the regular music.
That seems to be a concern of many Christian artists. I'm wondering what issues are on your heart as you write the music, as the creative process goes through. Is the whole group involved in the writing?
In the music writing it is. This album we kind of wrote in rehearsals. Lyrics are I write, but I don't have a general theme or any kind of agenda. Not at all. So it's sort of what comes out.
Where did the name Adam Again come from?
Well, it's a New Testament reference to Christ being the second Adam. And also, something that impressed me about Adam's relationship with God at the very beginning of time, which is more of a sinless relationship, which through Christ is sort of restored to us. So that's what it's about. It comes from the New Testament reference to Christ as the second Adam.
I also noticed, I'm sorry, in the past maybe 5-6 years you guys have been recording, you've been like on one label to the next. I mean, what's been going on with the labels? Have you guys have problems or the labels have problems with you or something?
With your own label?
No, there's only one label. It's just changed names. Broken and Brainstorm are the same company. Our first album was on Blue Collar, but that was like an independent record. That was just a guy that we knew that had enough money to pay for studio time. But our other three albums are all in the same company, which is Brainstorm. It's just that Brainstorm was using the name Broken for a few years, so they're all three in the same label.
So then when Maranatha decided to take Broken back, then Brainstorm artists came up out of the ashes.
Yeah, Brainstorm has always existed. Brainstorm is a company that always existed. They were just doing business as Broken for a while. And then when that deal changed, they just changed the name of the company. So same company. So we really haven't labeled off at all.
The first album was just released on CD recently, is that correct? Was there just a lot of demand for it? Mm-hmm. Was it just not distributed well? Mm-hmm. When it was originally released, it wasn't distributed very well? Or?
Well, it wasn't available on CD, obviously. Right. And a lot of people wanted it on CD, I think. CDs came along a couple of years after that.
Well, there was supposed to be a couple of tracks on that CD that were supposed to be bonus, and they didn't make it.
Well, we had worked on some songs. One of them is on this album.
Okay.
Which one is it?
River on Fire. And it just didn't seem to fit with the first album. And at the time, I was sort of blocked a little bit, and I couldn't seem to finish the songs.
What about like the songs like last year, was it Resurrection City? Is that one of the name of one of the songs?
Yeah.
I just really like them. What are some of the songs that you like you didn't put on this album? Were there any chances that it was?
We recorded Resurrection City. Yeah. We didn't put it on.
Right. Is it
going
to find its way on an album, maybe?
Maybe. It's all recorded.
This is for John.
I couldn't finish the lyric.
come the fall when y'all tour 77s, will you be there, or are you going to have another drive?
God willing. He's worked it out so things have
timed out.
Yeah, timed out. So, I'm praying about it.
Okay. Let's all join hands right now.
We haven't really yet.
No, okay. Well, what's it going to be like Homeboys, with the title track?
Craig, you want to answer that one? It's kind of like Homeboys, I guess. Maybe a little more rock.
Did you cover any songs?
A little more focused, I'd say.
You covered a Curtis Mayfield song.
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues.
Yeah, but no covers. I'm just jam songs.
Still doing No Sunshine though, right?
Haven't done it in a while. Haven't done it in a while. We can always play it.
Yeah, you did it last year. You can do it again.
We did it last year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time we did it then.
I was waiting for that one.